this one.
Yep.
Boy, looks good, dude.
Leo.
I was doing better at this before. Now, well, sorry, everybody.
If you're watching, don't throw up.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. We're live on Facebook right now. Thanks for watching. I'm starting up the YouTube live stream right now. While we are waiting, start streaming. They will. Don't do anything. We'll show. I'm gonna pull it up there so we can see it.
Cool.
Why? And then you see the comments over here. Okay, folks, welcome to Rank You. It's gonna be a little bit of a delay up there.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to Rank You Very Much, the podcast. We rank anything and everything. Today's episode, as we know, we're super excited to do, is Worst Form of Cultural Appropriation. Usually I play a theme song at this point, but I didn't set it up because I did all this last minute. So here's my new theme song that I am going to make a cappella style. Joe Bates. Guys,
thank you. Appreciate it. I'm back at you. All right. Hey, how you doing? I'm Joe Bates.
Seeing me singing now, it looks great. But guys, thank you very much. Worst Form of Cultural Appropriation, as always, we have two special guests. Thanks for the list, Joe!
Yes.
To the right of me is Daryl Hollenquist Jr., who he told me his special expertise is that he is black.
24 years and running.
How does that help you with cultural appropriation?
I mean, in terms of America, it's literally the face in a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah. You get to see it firsthand.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I don't, but we got to deal with it still. That's life.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm glad to have you on the show, talk about this stuff, figure out what the worst form of it is. And to the left of me, folks, you may know him from his family, who were, if I'm getting this correct, a family of Palestinian communists.
Yes, yes.
Charles Mustakalu.
Thank you. Yes, nice to be here.
Nice to have you. What is it like to come from a family of Palestinian communists?
A lot of yelling.
Okay.
A lot of people...
Is it equal yelling to everybody in the family?
At the beginning, no, but then as the years, like, kind of went along, like, I grew my voice, I got myself into it, so now I'm a good yeller now, so it's...
That's good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Awesome. I like that about you, the yelling part, you know? Well, how does becoming from a family of Palestinian communists help you in determining what the worst form of cultural appropriation is?
Well, you know, I think that understanding how capitalism is the driving force of negativity within our society, I think that it'll be something that'll give me a good insight into how cultural appropriations really just are all for the winners, and if you're considered to be a person who's a loser, you don't get everything you want, and that sucks.
Actually, I'm getting a call from someone.
Yeah.
It's my father.
Yeah.
And he's saying, how are those communist countries working out, buddy?
fair point.
I don't know. It's him, not me. You
know? Well, Sweden's doing all right.
Oh,
but they're not communists, so.
The Swedes. Norway hates them. Why can't I hate them? All right. Wait, that's cultural appropriation.
A little bit.
I'm literally doing that as a talk.
My last name is actually Swedish.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's named, let me guess, in Swedish it stands for The Quest.
I did a little bit of research, and apparently it's Swedish for slave master.
Okay! Okay! It's fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm okay, and that's what matters. Folks,
it's okay.
Alright, as always, now that we've already got the term slave master used on the episode, we are going to tell you what the list is behind us. As always, there is a list. The worst forms of culture appropriation, we're talking about Rachel Dolezal. We're talking about white dreads. We're talking about different types of fashion that have definitely been stolen from other cultures. Cinco de Mayo, Dreamcatcher, St. Patrick's Day, music, and there's a whole realm of music to talk about there. Spirit animals, whitewashing, and movies, weeaboos, which is a white person, very into Japanese culture, and Americanized ethnic food. These are the 11 items we'll be talking about. As always, on Rank You Very Much, we start off with a veto round, where each one of us takes one thing off the list that we don't think is the worst form of cultural appropriation. So we're defending some of these items, and we start with the oldest person here, Charles Mustafa.
Yeah. I think that the thing that I don't think is really all that bad is Rachel Dolezal.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't I don't think that she's really all that bad.
She's a fraud.
A fraud? Really? I don't think she's a fraud.
Why do you think she's not a fraud?
Listen.
I am. That's the one thing I'm doing today.
She is a person, okay, yes, who has the identity within her head that she is African-American. If she wants to say she's black, let her say she's black. Who cares? What's the harm?
Daryl, counterpoint.
An entire nation cares.
Really? Is it? I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand how a person like there are people who are born women who then will become men. There are people who take on forms. Like, what is the difference?
That's like saying to me, like, I identify as a tree. Like, I'm not a tree, you know? Like, I'm not. Or like,
whoa, I gotta watch that. About that. I gotta watch the angle on that one. By the way, Radu Badnar, who's watching, says, bold choice.
Thank you.
Pull us all off.
Thank you.
Because people, I will say that people can identify, but when you go to, like, different races, here's the question. Do you think Rachel Dolezal truly thought she was, or do you think she was...
You can identify with oppression, you can identify with anger, you can identify with discrimination, but... really taking into like what it means to be black. So what you're saying is
that you can identify with genders, but you can't identify with race. Then it's like you can identify yourself to say, I was born as a man, but deep down inside I'm a woman. But if you're a person who is white and you say, I identify more with African American people, I frankly just get along with them more or something. Like, I don't know what her overall reasoning was, but like, she said something that's that bad.
Well, like I said, you can identify with oppression, fear, sure, race and all that, but when you start to actually like try to literally step into that skin and like and lying about it, that's the big thing too, is that you lie. Like anyone that...
How is she lying? Is she just being true to herself?
She lied about it.
She's being true to herself. If you're telling the truth to yourself, are you lying?
I'm talking about to the... you can be. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know about that. I feel like within our society, we tell each other to be honest to yourself. And if you're a person who's honest to yourself and you say, like, deep down, I feel like I'm a black person. Now, granted, like, some of her details probably were not all that great. Like,
well, a lot of the... I'm saying if you... You can be true to yourself, and you can keep something as you, that like you can keep you as you.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to, but you convince all these other people, yeah, there's an element of dishonesty there. Like, it's, you could have been, like, people can be upfront about this. You
but
know?
Isn't being dishonest, though, as American as apple pie?
Well, I will say this. It's not, it's something to go up to somebody and go, hey, I...
Uh-huh.
I'm suffering all the things you're suffering.
Yeah.
But she's not.
Whereas, I don't know what her struggle is. I don't know her life story.
She don't got one. She doesn't have one. She playing games. That's her blackness is a game.
Wait, right now, just so you guys are catching up to date watching right now, Charles is taking off Rachel Dolezal and doesn't think she's that bad. And yeah. We're kind of arguing about that currently. I think Rachel Dolezal probably shouldn't have done what she did, but she did help the community. She was helpful in what she heard. She was good at her job. She got a promotion in her job. But she could have done that.
What was she doing? What was her job specifically, right? Wasn't she
working for community?
For the NAACP.
Yeah, NAACP.
But
was like you have to have lied to the NAACP.
Did
if
she
you
lie?
Know you're white, if but you I know was, you're white, pretending to be black, you
I
gotta
think,
lie to the,
I think,
the Council of Blackness. You had to have lied.
Listen, dude. Rachel Dolezal is a trailblazer. Okay.
Oh my God.
And she is moving the needle when it comes to,
wow.
When it comes to like what you could say. I'm sorry.
She's
like,
moving the needle in my arms.
She's like,
jeez, Louise. If Rachel put like blackface on, kind of like,
yes, that's what, like she put on blackface.
Did she?
wait. Did she actually put makeup on to or make herself appear?
Yes.
Blackface? That's something a little bit going too far, maybe. That's too much.
What?
But
have you not seen the picture of Drake? And he is light skinned, and we coming for him hella hard.
why are you going after Drake? What did he ever do to you?
I was like, hey, it ain't me who would do that.
Why is Pusha T going after him?
Ooh.
Can you explain for some of the audience who don't understand?
Right now, there's a rap beef.
It's on a little aside. I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with the aside. This has been good. This is the most heated conversation
There's a rap beef with Pusha T and Drake, and one of the things that came out in a response that Pusha T had was that Drake was A, hiding a child by a porn star, allegedly, and There's a lot that goes into that.
A rapper got a porn star impregnated. Like, why is that a big
right?
deal?
Right. It's
like Tony Parker when he's cheating on his wife. Like,
there's a bunch. There's a lot. Like I said, there's a lot that goes into it. But then one of the other things that came out was there was a picture that came out of just Drake in blackface with like Jim Crow outfits on. And so the question became at that point. Just what, like, you? What is it? Like, everyone was just saying what it was. And it ended up being some type of, like, the most un-hip-hop thing. In a rap beef, he responds with a fucking, with a letter.
Was it a Degrassi thing?
It wasn't a Degrassi thing.
It was like
thing.
A college thing where he's trying to show the different shades of,
like trying to,
portrayals of.
A black suit.
So
it was like Pusha T found it out and was like, he must have found that picture and like the fucking Zelda music started playing. Was like, like he was.
What you're saying though is that Rachel Dolezal really isn't that bad. I think she's a fraud. She's not that much of a fraud. I mean, honestly, she's poor thing. She probably just has identity. She needs to read a book or something.
Nah.
Wait, you can't talk down the song?
Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know, man. She's got a little bit of problems, but I don't think she's that bad.
She knows what she did.
She didn't do nothing that bad. She was out there helping people in the community.
And that's penance.
That's penance for what? It's not like she was fucking
I guess to you, Charles, it comes down to, did Rachel Dolezal truly think she was African-American? Or did Rachel Dolezal know she was white and then just want to be African American?
I very much think it's that.
I'm not a Sigmund Freud type to make such a.
Charles is a trailblazer and Rachel Dolezal defending. Well, I'll say this, as a white person, there are talks of, is Rachel Dolezal that bad in the white community? And then we go, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone we said that. Because we have Elvis. Rachel Dolezal is taken off the list. Daryl did not convince you to keep it on there. I don't think. Are you still wanting the veto of Rachel Dolezal?
Yeah, you know what? Take her off the list.
All right, she's off the list.
I was going to say, take her off the list.
What is this world coming
from? Rachel Dolezal.
I love her. She's number one.
The first, well, it's a list. It's not necessarily number one. It's just so I can keep track of how many there are. But this is the biggest take off the list since the last two times I've seen it was both Patrick Murray, which he took about the, we did a worst of the worst. So yeah, all the ones that were the worst. Mm-hmm. He took off Jared Fogle first. So
oh,
it wasn't the worst
shit
of the worst. And then he goes, then later he came out to say that I didn't understand how the show worked. The show before that he saw, because he'd been on the show before, we did Worst Person to Die in 2016.
Yeah.
The person who was the best that died in 2016.
Oh, okay.
Not that they died, but they were the best person.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He took off Mike Tyson right away. He said Mike Tyson, he took off Muhammad Ali.
Oh, okay.
Right away, because he said Muhammad Ali wasn't that impressive. And I was like,
excuse
you?
You
fucking
idiot.
And then he goes, whatever. but
that's
then,
nothing compared to me talking about Rich Paul.
I think taking Rich Paul to the whole first is definitely compared.
God.
She's the living incumbent of cultural appropriation. She took all the culture and appropriated.
All I'm saying is that if you dissect it, she's not terrible,
but she is a fraud still. She's not terrible, but she's still a fraud.
So it's maybe not the worst form of culture appropriation.
Everyone's a fraud.
When did I stand?
It looks like that Facebook Live went dead.
Oh no.
No, it's still alive. I wonder.
Oh, maybe you're.
Maybe it's just a connection.
Can you still hear me and see me, world?
No, because this one looks dead, so we'll see what's going on here.
Refresh the page. Did you clear your cache of cookies? Yeah, alright, I'm still going.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Sorry, a little bit of an issue there. Obviously, dream catchers are bigger issues. perfect. We're going to continue going on the list, and Daryl, you're up next. Why don't you take something off that Charles loves?
All right. Let's see what outlandish shit I can take off. All right, of this list, I'm going to have to, if we're going to do some arguing, I'll eliminate whitewashing in movies.
Whoa! Really? Why is whitewashing in movies not the worst form of appropriation?
This is why I'm going to say this. I've noticed throughout history, because like we had mentioned this a little bit earlier, like we're talking about like just the movies like what Ancient Egypt and like Ben-Hur and stuff.
Yeah.
I think
Ben-Hur hardly even know her.
I'm sorry.
Hardly even know
her.
Damn near killed her.
Rectum.
No, I'm going to try to call him to the show, probably.
Actually, you know who it is? If I tried to look at a house, and then I just decided not to look at it, so I didn't email him back at all.
Okay.
Oh, no. I was going to buy a second house.
Oh,
let's get a weekend home?
Need two,
yeah.
Two houses.
Just a weekend home out just near here.
out near here.
Okay.
But,
I was trying to buy a duplex the other day. It was real cheap, and then it needed, like, it was like 200K, it was right near Shoefly Public House.
Ooh.
It was 200K, it was like four units, all of it, 1,000 square feet each. And I was like, fuck, I think I could do this and make some money off of it. Then I went in it and I go, uh-oh, it need like $200,000 worth of work.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
where
that
was like,
nah.
I don't, I'm not too smart to know how to do that.
It's cost you $400,000.
I walked in, I tried to use one of the sinks, another water come out, and I was like, oh, that's not a good sign, you don't think? And they're still just...
Well, I don't think they turned the water on yet.
Yeah, because people are living there.
Oh,
not that room, but one of the rooms. So I think it was...
Paid the bill.
We walked in, so I checked three of the units. Person was living in one of the units. We took the third unit, walked in, and it was a comfy chair with like a desk chair in front of it, and on the desk chair was like these different little containers, and I was like, oh, this is heroin. Like, then someone had to be using this place to do heroin.
Casual heroin.
And the guy goes, I don't know. I was like, yeah, this is that's what a heroin setup looks like.
I just imagine a rat walking out in the bathroom like,
hello. Oh, you noticed my rat hair.
You must be something.
Oh, right on.
My name's Gab.
Okay, my rat on time. This is the only article of clothing I own is this robe. I got a pair of jeans. Too, but I don't talk about
and this cigarette.
Anyway.
But that reminds me of this one guy who, in this old neighborhood, I used to, somebody say something.
Joe Bates really should have been on this list.
Yeah.
I feel like I present myself as a very white person 24/7.
I think that you're a very ambidextrous white like me. Like, you can go a lot of places and it's like,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
well,
like you're one of the locals, you know.
Well, I was in Egypt.
Ambidextrous white.
I was in Egypt, you know, to come
yeah.
And I walked around and some people thought I was Egyptian. I just wasn't, you know, dark enough. This is my bone structure. I have a very Middle Eastern bone structure.
Yes, yeah, so I wanted to say Salam Aleikum when I walked in.
Aleikum Salam.
Yeah,
that's your last name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my last name.
yeah, for a second I was like, was it his last name?
Yeah. The Rachel Dahl is always the bad guy.
bad lady.
Hmm.
It's 2018.
We're condemning the worst form of cultural appropriation, and you have decided to take off whitewashing
yeah.
movies. How come?
Because like we were talking about earlier, just how there were all those the older movies, you know, the biblical movies, old Hollywood, and that time was pretty much like a racially it's never been not a great a good time, you know, racially in America.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just was a hotter, you know, shit time.
Yeah.
So, they were, all the movies had white people in them, you know, anyway. Like, now throughout, as we've been going, you know, throughout, you know, history and making movies, it's slowly been fixing itself. That's why I want to take it off. Because there's still some really, like, left choices that get made. But, like, for the most part, like, when you see, like, remakes getting made now, like, for some stuff, I want to say, like, they try to get a little bit closer, at least, to, you know, what the original.
I've been told, my girlfriend, she's Jewish, I've been told that Jewish people run Hollywood.
It's
and all the media. And not just Hollywood, but all the media.
All the media.
Yeah, it's
I mean, if you had the ability to just casually throw around hundreds of thousands of dollars and make that back in the form of Iron Man profit, I would.
Man.
or whoever.
MCU, there's no reason that should have worked as well as it did, but goddamn.
It's but best of both worlds. It's comic book knowledge with hot people.
Well, you know what? You know what the MCU does well? I was thinking about this the other day. Why Star Wars can't do what MCU does. Star Wars works better as an event every 2 or 3 years. It doesn't work well.
Yeah, yeah, it releases every 6 months.
I like Solo. Yeah. I like the movie Solo.
Is it good?
I thought it was pretty good. But MCU, each character is so different that it's like these mini universes. And then if it ties in just like enough, then you feel kind of good about it. But like each movie is so different. Where the Star Wars movie, it's always Star Wars.
Yeah,
it's always always basically Star Wars.
Which I like. I like it more than the MCU.
Yeah, but you're just wrong.
Well, no, I know.
I would say
I think Game of Thrones.
Like, you have Ant-Man, which is a heist movie. Then you have Doctor Strange.
I would like to see Ant-Man. Is it good?
Ant-Man is fantastic.
The first Ant-Man is good. Is it Michael Peña?
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why MCU, I think, does work out better for having movies come out once every 4 months, is because if it's made for fucking comic books, and comic books will come out once every, month? Or every
a week?
There's so much comic.
Yeah, so it's more of like a serial thing with Star Wars.
There's no way you can keep up. Like, I love Spider-Man, but there's like 30 different Spider-Man issues going on right now.
The thing is that you would have to just commit to one and just study one. Like, if you had to do that. Like,
it sucks.
I'm just glad, though, that you and I agree that Santa Claus is white. So that's nice. Thank you.
Nicholas is a pretty creamy first name, so yeah.
In Dutch, St. Nicholas stands for,
whip.
Oh, fuck.
I'm kidding.
We're taking off whitewashing in movies! You have to be super white to live at the North Pole. It's the best skin color to deal with cold.
I don't like winter like that, so I...
Me too. My desert. Okay, I
I used to live in Houston, Texas.
Fuck that. That's a rainforest there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a rainforest. And there's no city anymore.
No, they go, good. It's actually, just, that's an improvement over the fucking city.
It's literally a giant rainforest cafe. It's a rainforest cafe now. It's a rainforest cafe, just kept buying buildings next to it. So now you go there, I mean, you feel like you're in the rainforest.
Man, I... Finally, I can get some...
Some rhino burgers?
Some rhino burger. Get some solid rhino burgers.
In malaria.
I was like, my peeps down there, they said that it's starting to, like, you know, it's turning. Like, they've been, you know, working and whatnot pretty much ever since, like, the...
Houston's got some really cool stuff to it. Yeah. It's a great city. It's an underrated city. Don't listen to Charles over here. Super humid, but there's a lot of cool... art museums are fantastic. Some of the best art museums in the country.
Do you guys remember in Independence Day when Houston was destroyed by the nuclear weapon?
I mean,
do you remember that part? they were like, we're going to destroy it by hitting a nuclear weapon, and the aliens were like... Psh.
And then
whatever, bitch. They were like, yite.
You're the Randy Quaid.
Oh yeah.
And now he's a crazy person in Outside Life too.
Such a shame.
Did he die?
No, he's still alive. I think he's on the way back. I think he stopped doing whatever he was doing, and now he's okay. He's like getting better.
Him and his wife are nuts for a second.
Yeah, I think it was all on the run.
I think
he's not on the run anymore. I don't know what I'm talking about.
He's on his way back. Randy Quaid went from being on the run to on his way back. I guess that should happen after you run. You have to come back at some point. Real windy.
Well, he was doing a pretty good job of being on the run, though. I mean, he was away for a while, and he's a famous person, so that's like even more street cred.
Not lying.
For him.
So we took off whitewashing movies. I'm up next, and I'm gonna do this real quick. I'm taking off Weeaboos.
I won't fight.
The reason I'm taking off Weeaboos is, like, I play a lot of Japanese RPGs.
I love anime.
I don't want to really look at myself if I lose the Weeaboo thing here. So,
I think it's the least harmless, like, they're... Like,
it's more of a celebration.
I don't know, man. I think it's kind of fucking racist because the word itself sounds more fucking racist than the actual thing that you're describing.
Yeah, I mean, the weeaboo.
There's a word that ends with boo that was used as a racial epithet for a long time.
But no, what's the second most racist thing you can say then?
Something about the Irish. I mean, they've been through so much.
Yeah, potato.
You know there was Irish slaves? Did you know there was Irish slaves?
God, just give them a break.
Oh, God, all right, whatever,
give them
man.
A break. Yeah.
Somebody argued that the other day, and I was like, hey, I think they ever got past it.
Yeah, I think they're fine.
Some weeaboos.
Weeaboos. I think weeaboos.
Can you give, like, a definition, though, for some people like me?
I think a purest form of weeaboo.
Yeah.
Is somebody who is studying Japanese.
Okay.
And you go in their house and they have a bunch of Japanese artwork everywhere.
And otaku for those of you playing at home, maybe.
Yeah.
They only specifically date Japanese women, and maybe they have paper walls. Their House of the Rising Sun. At some point they have a baby on a padded pillow wearing a hat, and he calls him the Emperor. Tom Cruise is the last samurai that he has. It's some people who live their kind of life.
I saw this guy one time. A friend of mine, he worked at a Japanese steakhouse. And the head chef, this white guy.
Patrick Murray said this podcast is horseshit. It's white people literally thinking that they're Japanese. Boo.
Oh.
Well, Patrick, we took off Rachel Dolezal for people... Apparently, this podcast decided it's okay to think you're not the race that you are.
I personally don't see what's wrong with it.
That's what Daryl said, too. Daryl definitely stands by it.
Daryl and I agree on
rewind.
We're
bridging the divide.
It'll be.
It's like TiVo.
But I think that these.
My sound effect.
I think these weeaboos idiots, like. That's too much. Rachel Dolezal is different from understanding these weeaboos.
I would say I've never I haven't yet, so I'm not. I'm saying that it's on the table in the future before I die. But I've never in my life, in all the anime conventions, classes, that because I took Japanese in high school and stuff, and all this stuff, I've never seen a fan of like anime or stuff so, like that.
Are you
color in their face to look yeah. like? That's
never seen it. That's because they're not committed as much as Rachel.
I disagree.
And
oh, okay, okay. Like, no, I disagree because she could go home.
She
and
committed
not do
to
it.
Her character. She's on this Andy Kaufman-esque like level.
She could go home. She could go home and be white. They would go home and still get made by fun of by their parents or cousins and be like, "Oh, you watch or in High School Host Club and High School of the Dead," and they still like that at school and at home. She was black at work and white at home. She's
no, RD was black all the time.
RD. She's not cool enough to give a nickname. RD's rock.
Oh
no,
my god. Pretending you're a race that you're not is literally cultural appropriation. We said that on Rachel Dolezal too. Charles, steadfast. Steadfast, Patrick, in saying that it's not cultural appropriation. And it's not the worst form, it's okay.
I stand by my word.
Patrick, by the way, we also talked about you taking up Jared Fogle and Muhammad Ali. As similar to taking up Rachel Dolezal. But, I'm not convinced. I'm taking off Weeaboos. Everyone here seems to be fine with it. Not the worst form of culture appropriation.
It's not.
Patrick Merchant added that in there. But he also added some other ones that are still on the list. And what do you guys think about that beat around? Do you enjoy it?
Yes,
I think
it was
fun. A lot came out.
I agree. So why don't we do another round of veto, folks?
Yeah.
Another round of veto. And as always, the second round starts with the youngest person here, Charles. You're up.
Okay. I think the thing that we should be taking off this list is...
Patrick says he's so salty.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo? Whoa!
Yeah.
Man, you really have taken the two that I thought were going to win this thing.
He's taking off the right answer.
Why are you taking off Cinco de Mayo? Literally one of the worst ones.
Because every single holiday is an appropriation of fucking bullshit that's always, like, marketed by companies to make you spend money. Holidays are bullshit. And, like, the idea that, like, Cinco de Mayo is some special thing that, like, reveals cultural appropriations to you, it's like, okay, well then fucking everything else is, because like, I don't know, I mean, yeah.
Because I don't know.
look at St. Patrick's Day, you got that one.
Yeah,
you got these cultural festivals that
what
you
other
guys do and shit, Cultural Polish Day.
Oh, Cultural Polish Day, is that what they call it? It's a long name, the CPD?
It gets a nickname, RD does it, CPD gets a
okay. Cultural Polish Day, everybody.
I'm standing by it, though. All I'm saying is...
But why is Cinco de Mayo not as bad as St. Patrick's
Day? Yeah, I'll say why not St. Patrick's Day before Cinco de Mayo.
I'm saying that they're both on equal footing.
I feel like St. Patrick's Day...
All right. Not all the holidays, but yeah, St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo, like, I feel like they're on equal footing.
Most white people have some Irish blood in them. Most white people don't have.
But we're all from fucking Europe anyway.
Adam and Eve?
Africa and Europe. But like, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. Christianity is the one true religion.
Okay. Yes, but we're all. Okay. First of all, we're all African originally. I understand that. But what I'm saying, though, is that.
Original
is
fine. clearly.
Exactly. There's a difference.
There's a reason why. Yeah. And that's my Rachel Dolezal defense. But all I'm saying, though, is that with. Cinco de Mayo. What?
Patrick said, rank you very much more like racist, very much.
How am I racist? This guy. I mean...
You're saying Cinco de Mayo is not that bad because all holidays are bullshit, so it's not really cultural appropriation, it's just an excuse to drink?
I think that actually, you're taking the words out of my mouth, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
And you know what? I'm never giving those words back. I'm just taking words.
It just seems like specifically with these two though, they want to drink harder. Like, why do you want to drink? Like that's like, why do you want to go all out? Like, this is with Christmas. I see you could argue that there's like a religious. For white people, there's a religious background to it.
Oh,
in America.
Black people don't celebrate Christmas?
Well, black people didn't have Christianity beat into them. Well, they did. I was like, black people had to have that beat into.
But you can back up. Culture. You can back off of that though. You don't have to be. You don't have to celebrate Christmas.
That's what I was like, no, you don't have to celebrate Christmas. It just seems like for like white culture, that's more ingrained like for a long
really?
Time. Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, he did. Jokes aside, Christianity is a white religion. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that actually. Because it was started by in Egypt too, and it started within the Middle East and stuff like that, and those people are not white.
Well, who's repping now? Who claims to have all these kings and all these kingdoms in their country? You know what I mean?
Man,
that comes down, and then there's all these that rule all this land, and they're doing all this cultural expansion.
Yeah,
beating their culture into all these different people.
Sure.
So when you come and now you're trying to claim this country. That, you know, you and all these people brought along.
It's sure.
Like, now you have to, you know, indoctrinate anybody that you take from another place or get or take from their home, you know.
Sure, okay. So how about this? You have free will, okay? And, like, you're able to, like, not be a part of something that you don't want to be a part of
anymore.
Slavery! And, yeah! Ended 150 years ago, and, like, you know, so, like when it comes to people and with going with their religion, I'm sorry, like this idea that Christianity is a white religion.
It is a white religion. Like other people celebrate it, but it's a white religion that was born in another because like people always forget that Jesus was Jewish. People love to not remember that part. But you know,
I see your point on
that. Can we just say that Patrick Murray said Christianity is a Muslim holiday?
That's a good point.
Christmas is a Muslim holiday.
I wish it claimed it as hard as white people claim Christianity and Christmas. Think what is the common word between Christianity and Christmas?
Christ.
Yeah, white man's holiday.
White man's holiday. Shit.
Well, Andrew Mortensen said we need a Christmas equivalent to tequila. It's eggnog. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
eggnog,
literally.
That's
rum. And Christmas, nutmeg. Yeah. You have to remember the nutmeg. Yeah.
And then Chris Clive, Christianity is a white religion. Ponytail is wrong. You got called ponytail. You able to handle that?
That's a man bun.
I've been called so much worse in my life. That's fine.
We've established, you know, as someone from Middle Eastern descent has discussed, and as Daryl, whose expertise is, as he told me, is that he's black.
Black people are just as crazy for Jesus as white people, though. I mean, let's look at it.
I think it's so weird. Yeah, and that's so weird to me. Like, I have plenty of relatives.
And that's the thing that I'm trying to think. That's the thing that I'm trying to get at is like you say that Christianity. Hold on a second. You say that Christianity is a white religion. Yet you look at per capita with African Americans, and it's like most of them are Christian.
Charlie, think about this: African Americans, black people, people that weren't. This is beat into black people throughout history. So yes, there are a lot of black people that believe in, you know, Christianity and God because in all this.
So all those kids going to church with their grandmothers.
I mean, I'm talking about throughout history. You know what I mean? Like you see, you know the scene in Roots when he's beat. Like your name is Toby. Like that's what I'm talking about.
That's very real and terrible.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a white man's religion and. It's not the, it was, if you have to replace one religion with another, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
We had, my people had a religion, different types of religions.
You ever read Things Fall Apart?
It's
a really good book. Things Fall Apart.
Yeah, Sylvan wrote a comedy show.
No, I like this. This is interesting.
I was thinking about what you were talking
about. This is real life.
But Things Fall Apart is about, like, missionaries coming over. It's two different types of missionaries. One comes in, they're, like, more getting ingrained in the culture while teaching people Christianity. The other one is basically, like, we'll kill you if you're not Christian kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And
Okonkwo, like, he sees his people, he sees, like, his culture getting, like, the people he knew, like, coming back as Christians, and he goes out the woods and hangs himself. Because he's like, my culture's gone, like.
So it was a white push to destroy their culture to establish their own.
Yeah, and that's terrible.
I just want you to know I'm a against that. Stop that. Stop doing that hand signal.
Sorry.
I want you to know that I'm against that.
And you was worried about me saying slave.
Ah, he said it again. Ding, ding, ding.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was beat into, like, families, and then as it compounds, you know, like, Martin Luther King was Christian. His family was Christian. I'm not saying that there's not truth in that religion somewhere, but it was beat into people.
Yeah. So, do you still want to take Cinco de Mayo off the list?
Well, let's take St. Patrick's Day.
Daryl, you're up next. What are you taking off? We took St. Patrick's Day off. Patrick just said that would be his next veto, right when you did it. So,
oh, great.
That all works right out great. His name is Patrick. You think he'd love it. Daryl, you're up next. All please right. Take off Cinco de Mayo.
I'm actually going to still kind of be in the same energy with my first pick. I'm going to take off Americanized ethnic food.
Americanized ethnic food is not the worst form of culture appropriation. Please explain yourself.
Do you know how much money everybody has given Taco Bell? And it's the same, we've slowly throughout history have just, it's expanded and it's kind of remedied. There's more equal exchange, I feel like, now going on with specifically food culture and recipes. And I think there's...
Charles is Superman.
And this absolutely should still be on the list. I 100% disagree with
and you. I still think, like, because I every time I go to, like, a new ethnic place, I think, like, there's at least, you know, still people cooking the food, and it's their food. They're like, hey, try this.
So each restaurant, whatever genre they say they are, it's still their recipes.
Like, and there's ownership of it still. And if there is trading, I still feel like there's still more equal grounds with recipes now, as opposed to, like I said, when we were making movies in the 50s, and there were...
This is pure bullshit.
I was like, when we were making movies in the 50s, and, you know, you had white people playing, you know, Egyptians and whatnot, I think it was still a lot of those concepts then, you know, where the people cooking were disenfranchised.
Patrick's literally eating Taco Bell right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I just said, I was like, you know how much money we get? I'm not talking shit about Taco Bell. I gave money to Taco Bell a lot in my day.
So, what is your issue? Why do you think Americanized ethnic food is one of the worst forms of cultural appropriation?
I think that, like, as a rotund American, I definitely, like,
say
I've gotten a lot out of American...
Not as bad.
You know, American... So, I mean, it can be a good, like, way to introduce you to ethnic foods outside of what you would normally try sometimes. Like, if you go to a place like, believe it or not, in, like, rural America, going to a place like Olive Garden is fucking, like, the nicest place you can go to, or you go to some other place like that. And I don't think maybe Olive Garden, I don't know if they're necessarily, like, cultural appropriations, but I mean, it's just, like, I think that it's adding to the overall just, like, ignorance with people, and they feel like they go to a place like Taco Bell and they're getting Mexican food, and, like, I'm not saying, like, the person that's getting it gives a shit, because you're just looking for something that tastes good in the moment, so I don't know if Taco Bell 100% falls within that, but I think that it overall adds in to people within the United States this idea that we can just get anything and everything that we want in a fucking moment's notice, but it's not the real fucking thing, it's fake, and then we accept it as reality, and that's part of the fucking reason why I hate this more than anything else on the menu, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the thing that pisses me off more than anything.
So, to you, and this is maybe not the full thing, but a part of it, what I'm getting, is that Americanized ethnic food makes people less understanding of other cultures, so when they go there, they go, well, we make it like this.
Yeah,
when it's their food.
And they get this bland representation of what reality is. So if, like, you have this idea in your head of what's real, but it's not real, like, and for a lot of people, unfortunately, that is, like, they'll get some thing, and Italian food's the number one example, and they talk even about it on The Sopranos. It's like, man, they fucking, like, we let them steal pizza, we let them steal all of our food, now they've stolen coffee. It's like, they've taken in every single thing that we've had within our culture, they've exploited it, and they fucking make billions of dollars off of it. And that's the thing with me when it comes to food, is like, it's the most exploited version of fucking cultural appropriation.
That is
outside of, you know, the ones where people are getting hurt.
He's referencing...
Black people.
He's referencing, of course, the documentary, The Sopranos.
No, but it's true, though. Like, that's something that I've heard so many people say across different ethnicities. It's like, you see things that have been appropriated by, like, major corporations here in the United States, and it just gets fucking taken out, and it's like, yeah.
The only one I'm okay with is hummus, right?
Fuck you.
I think there's truth there. I don't think that it's harmful, and I think that people, like I said, I think there's more equal exchange now. Like,
yeah.
I very much do. I tried to cook dinner for my grandparents I cooked dinner for my grandparents a decent amount, but I went,
Patrick goes, why do you guys keep bringing up Egypt?
they wanted tacos. You know, I've been out in the world a lot more than they have been. I've experienced a lot more different cultures. I wanted to make them, you know, like, real-ass tacos, not Tex-Mex, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they loved it, but then they were just like, oh, we want the Ortega, we want the stand and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a different world, but it's still changing, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There are more and more restaurants I see now, like, opening up that have, you know, like, young ethnic people, like, taking ownership of their, like, that's the big thing that's happening now that I think people are using with food.
Yeah.
I think they're quantifying their wealth and their culture.
I just want to say this, you know, that I'm kind of a hypocrite because my family were Middle Eastern, but we owned a Mexican restaurant when I was
son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
We had genuine people there who knew the recipe, so we were like, yeah, we'll just whatever.
Genuine,
you know,
people. I don't know why that seems so harsh to say, but genuine people just seems like a very...
I didn't say anything negative.
I know, but we had genuine people there.
They were genuine.
The ones that knew the food.
As opposed to the fake people.
Like
Rach.
I can't believe this is crazy. Let's see. Okay, well, I gotta disagree with you, Patrick. Patrick said tacos is an American food. Mexico is Central America. Mexico is not Central America. Mexico is part of North America.
Get a fucking atlas, Patrick.
Get an atlas. Also, Central America is part of North America, too. But Mexico...
we were kind of wondering about that. Is Central America actually part of North America?
All the... Because
I know that they're part of the CONCACAF FIFA tournament.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're doing the World Cup.
Everything up to Panama and then all the Caribbean countries, including, like, Trinidad and Tobago, which is near South.
Yeah, like the Caribbean.
Those are all part of North America.
Nice, right on. North America.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Way to go, North America. This is brought to you by the continent of North America.
We're very diverse.
But yeah, so I'm up next to take something off the list. I don't have as many details as you guys have. It doesn't get easier as you go further down. We're down to white dreads, fashion, Cinco de Mayo,
dream catchers, music, and spirit animals. Shout out Native Americans. You got two of these definitely up here.
I feel like I'm going to upset somebody by whatever I take off. But, and especially because I'm a white person. But I, you know, here's the deal. I'm going to take one off because I enjoy the product. I'm taking off music.
Oh!
That is a classic example of inspiration, not cultural appropriation.
yeah, see? here's the deal.
I'm not angry, you know?
You're just a robot now. You've just turned into a robot. But I appreciate, taking things. No, I... I appreciate stealing. But
I'm glad the white person said it and not the black person. Shout out progression.
Yeah, you know?
They didn't steal shit. I'm just kidding.
Elvis did.
I was a bunch of...
Elvis did.
As a black person that knows about some... A decent amount of modern music history.
Yeah.
I can't take... I take every single 50 song with a grain of salt that comes out by a white person. Every single one.
50s.
like 50s rock and roll, 50s doo-wop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any music that comes about a white person from that era, I take with a grain of salt.
What do you think about them, the Beatles?
What, like, what do you mean?
Like, do you think that they, I mean, like, for, like, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and stuff like that, they admired that made all the music, the African-American ones?
The stuff, I like when there's, like I said, it's just the, hey, we see, we understand the history. Like, when you really love something, you want to know everything about it. Like,
yeah.
It's not, you're not just riding on a hype train, you know?
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and what I've noticed with a lot of, like, British music history, like, they've had their own, like, America and England had their own, like, grunge and punk waves separately from each other.
Oh, the English punk wave when it first came out is some of the best music ever made.
And
I love the shit out of that.
So, like, I don't know if it has the same spooky era, just because physically, I don't think, you know, there was as many blacks living in England as there were in America that were dealing with the same stuff and having the same output of music and
I don't know, I've seen a lot of Guy Ritchie movies, and it seems like black people kind of have it hard over there in the UK sometimes.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie is...
Sometimes, what?
Sometimes.
You know, I'm actually going to cite the documentary of Attack the Block.
Oh, fuck,
Attack the Block is so good.
That's
my favorite documentary.
We deal with aliens.
Yeah.
If you black in an accent, you got to deal with aliens. John Boyega.
Appreciation, not appropriation.
For music?
I think
a lot of it is.
I think now there's more appropriation than appreciation.
Awesome. I think
there was more appreciation, so they wanted to steal it, and that's where the issue was a lot of the times in the past. And I think now, because there's so much privilege of being like, well, we already know about how this always happened, so I can just go ahead and take all of your livelihood. Like, I think there's more appropriation now because people don't want to have to deal. I think there's less.
I think that shit has nothing to do with, like, appropriations. More of the record companies fucking you over.
What about Eminem? Is what Patrick brought up. Is Eminem culture appropriation or appreciation?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's Eminem is first of all. Why is Eminem always the first thing people go to? Is that the only thing people?
Because what other white rapper is there? Because
the Beastie Boys are more like punkish than they were rappers.
I'm gonna say there's a bunch of there are a lot of white rappers
right now, but they're like whatever. I mean, they're not that good. Let's be honest. I mean, there's like Post Malone guys really good, right?
Post Malone eats ass.
Oh, he's not good. I just heard his name.
His beats are okay.
I think he's only famous because he's got a cool name.
And he's an ugly motherfucker.
That's cool because Malone is in the Post.
Moses Malone, dude.
Like, Eminem
would be funny wearing the newest rapper Oscar with the Robertson.
Now, I'll still say this. Eminem ended up having, as an anomaly, and I think this is why so many people was, you know, coming at, like were riding with him so hard, is that
Brent
he was like
Barry.
An anomaly somehow in the this, in the white rap game, where it was just like, man, you got this white dude getting treated like a nigga? Damn. Like, that's...
Well, nobody from this side of the room said that statement. So that's for sure.
And when you think about that, like, trying to go in the game, like, think about all these white... Like, literally, Little Dicky is literally a rapper who has said, I had to choose this.
How can you be a rapper and be taken seriously and be called Lil Dick?
Oh, look at his money. Look at his bank account. Another Jewish person, as you mentioned earlier. Like,
I mean, I don't. I'm not a rap guy.
Iggy Azalea. Like,
does she still talk like she's from the hood, or does she Australian back?
Oh my god, she still raps like she's from Atlanta.
Yeah, so there, I mean, Chris Gladys says all white rap is trash, which I disagree with.
Yeah, don't wait.
And Rap God is.
I kind of agree with your friend there, man.
He's not white.
Well, I wouldn't call my friend. I would not call
with the person on there. I kind of agree with him.
And then Patrick Murray said Post Malone is trash as well.
He's trash. Okay, thank you.
But like, Action Bronson's cool. Eminem, I think, is
Jamie T was a British rapper. I liked him a lot.
When it's not. Like I said, if you're not trying to ride the hype wave of it, and if you love it and you cherish it, then
it is what it is.
But still, music, I feel like,
I think music's constantly changing and evolving, and it's because of multiple cultures working together in different forms of genres, and then mixing genres as well.
I think it's constantly changing.
Whereas, like, back in the day, Elvis was literally just like, oh, I'll just do that. Now it's more like mixing and matching different types of things together.
Because at least with the Beatles, it's like, they talked about how they stole their moves and stuff like that from... black artists in America.
And that's the difference. Like, if you say you stole it or you were inspired by it and you do something, there's a difference between going, oh, hey, I really like your song. I'm gonna take your music, Chuck Berry, and I'm gonna go run and get famous all over it without it. I'm gonna be jailhouse rocking and all over.
Andrew Morrison said there's been a lot of fusion of music over the course of history, which makes it more complicated when it comes to the appreciation and appropriation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm sticking with it. I'm taking music off the list.
All right. It hurts, but I won't argue.
That's fair.
We're down to our final five, folks. And watching, this is when you guys get to participate. You guys are participating great. This is one of the most commented episodes we've had in a long time, which is great. And that's an attest to me.
Share this against the people.
And Charles and Daryl,
trying to find a live stream.
But I'll say it's up to you guys. We have a free spot here. What's the worst form of cultural appropriation that we may have missed? Our final five is white dreads, fashion, Cinco de Mayo, dream catchers, and spirit animals. Those are our final five. But if you want to comment, feel free to comment. Let us know what you think is the worst form of cultural appropriation that we may have not put on the list. So feel free to comment. While we're waiting, Charles, what is your criteria in determining what the worst form of cultural appropriation is?
Money. You know, just like people like
just stealing money.
When it comes down to that, man, that's the worst form of cultural appropriation.
Well, not money, but like what's your criteria?
I was gonna say you gotta. I'm a little confused with money. Yeah,
I don't understand. You mean making money off other cultures?
Yeah.
Okay, so that to you, the worst form of cultural appropriation is somebody just taking somebody else and making money off of it.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
So capitalism. You started this podcast off about how much you hate capitalism.
Yeah, we're just not best friends. Yeah.
I'm not best friends with capitalism, but goddamn, do I love money?
We cool. I was like, I ain't inviting capitalism to my house, but, you know,
you want Jimmy John,
hang out,
right?
Oh, yeah,
Jimmy John's is the truest form of capitalism.
Yeah, I know.
Jimmy John was a man
I can't pay with the song, you know? He's money.
Daryl, what criteria do you use to determine what the worst form of cultural appropriation is?
I think there's an element, like what Charlie said with money. I think
it's the lack of respect.
Yeah, there's like a lack of respect, which you know comes with like the history and not even just the history. What is it now to people? Like people love to bring up history too. Like what is it now? Like right now? Like how does this
cultural appropriations?
Yeah, like well, I mean, like yeah, like just what does it mean to people now?
On my body.
Yeah, 16-year-olds, I'm gonna punch them.
Why are you saying
the show Legion? You know,
that Legion is such a good show. I haven't seen the second season yet. La 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 la.
Okay,
la.
Never mind. Yeah, there's this chick that jumps out of my body.
Jeez. God.
Sorry to ruin the whole show for you.
Let me try to save him from getting spoiled more. Like I said, yeah, like financial stuff, history, what it means now, and position of privilege. I'll definitely say that because I think there's different types of.
I want to mention
there's different directions.
The people commenting, we're not bringing back anything. All right, Andrew Morton wanted to bring back Rachel Dolezal. Patrick Ray wanted to bring back Weeaboos. We're not bringing back anything. You can add to the list or you're not, and that's it. All right, I don't want to have to talk down to my commenters because I appreciate you each individually for the people that you are, except for a couple, but just. Feel free to comment a new worst form of cultural appropriation we may have missed.
Yes.
Daryl, I'm sorry for cutting you off there, but I need to nip this in the bud.
Is it bud or butt?
Bud.
Okay, it's bud. Okay.
Yeah, it's how you cut flowers.
It's flower term.
You nip in buds.
Cool.
Right.
What? I didn't know. Anyways.
You know what I'm saying? The last part, I think, was a position of privilege from where you're trying to take that from. Because I think it could, just different...
But don't you understand, Daryl, like, a lot of us in this community have been born in a place of privilege, and we don't know nothing else.
You're going to learn today. So, I'll say those.
Okay. So, we are... the only one we got suggested was bring white people with samurai swords. That was okay. The only one we got suggested.
Samurai swords.
Do you guys have any ones that you think should be on the list that we didn't put on there? Zen gardening.
Zen gardening is pretty, yeah.
Cultivation of corn.
Cultivation of corn is excellent.
That's an OG.
I think it'd be like eating buffalo meat is fucking number 12.
Sorry, we're putting cultivation of corn on there.
Yeah, dude, please.
If no one else puts anything better, we're gonna stick anything. With corn.
Cultivation.
That's three for Native Americans. That is three. Shout out them.
We also destroyed their entire...
Yeah, race.
It was not...
I mean, it's... The stuff at that point is free to use.
Shit!
Oh my god.
Well, no one else is using it, you know?
Shit.
But actually, we did it before we destroyed it, so I guess that's bad.
That's bad.
And that's one thing I'll always say. It's bad to kill other people and destroy their cultures. Hey, I mean, that's what I've always told everybody.
Yeah.
All
yeah, definitely.
Time. Hold on, something might be up. I want to make sure.
No, oh, that seems to be fine. It looks to be...
Yet again.
It's just the fucking PC, isn't it?
I don't know. Everyone's just trying to grow up together, and then we gotta grow up together and learn a little bit. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'm still going, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I want to... Yeah, I don't know why it just freezes up on here. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
There we go.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. I want to make sure I didn't miss any comments.
It's a delay on this.
Okay. We'll just keep going.
It's like a 15-second delay.
Well, everyone grows up together, you know? All right, we're down to our final six. It is White Dreads, Fashion, Cinco de Mayo, Dreamcatchers, Cultivation of Corn. And Spirit Animals, white actors playing Egyptian. We already did whitewashing actors and took that off the list, Chris. So we're going to go one at a time, discuss the item, decide whether it should be in the top three, starting with White Dreads. Is White Dreads the top three worst form of culture appropriation?
All right, before we answer this.
Okay, so you did a timeout.
I did a timeout because I wanted to get an educational thing. There was some lady.
He went with the lady
who left a comment, though. She was like, there's a culture of dread, which I don't know about.
I'll tell you what, I have a culture of dread. I think they're going to get me.
You're listening to this podcast.
Daryl, what were you saying?
Just looking at the list and not thinking about it.
Okay.
Should we put white dreads with fashion? Or was that.
I think that's a specific thing that needs
to be called
out.
I will say that because a lot of people did say white dreads.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's a specific thing. So
do you guys think white dreads is...
It's top three.
I mean,
sometimes it's disgusting to
feeling?
Look at. That's how I feel. Like, sometimes it's very disgusting to look at because they're just so nasty looking. But, I mean, cultural appropriation, I don't know. A tough one. That's like saying, like, so if a white guy has an afro, is that cultural appropriations?
Well, I think dreads are a specific, because the amount of work you have to put into it to make it.
My dad had an afro in the 70s. He had to put work into that shit.
You say, yeah, so did Bob Ross.
He had to put into that shit too, yeah.
Yeah, but his hair didn't grow like that. He had to make it a fro. You know what I mean? Like,
So you're saying that's bad.
I think it's the same thing of going, like, am I just trying to look cool? Or, you know, am I saying something? And I will say a lot of times the people didn't know if they had to say something or not. Or just, I will say, when you know better, you do better. You know what I mean?
Isn't cultural appropriation, though, most of the time, people trying to be cool?
Yeah.
A lot of the time, absolutely.
Trying to be cool.
Very much.
Yeah. So, like, yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely appropriate.
Because most of the time when I see white dreads, it's by a lot of white stoners, a lot of white spiritualists just trying to be cool, trying to understand, trying to get, like, some type of... Yeah.
Were there a substitute teacher in Washington Township School District?
Damn! I was just thinking, like there's a trying to have some type of spiritual privilege that they're privy to, and there's, like, a gatekeeping.
Yeah.
And their dreads are a sign of that, but it's like there's a real...
Or they're fucking lazy.
There's a real culture behind. Like, that's why it's like...
It is usually stoners, but sometimes you'll... we had something on the list. It was white women going to predominantly black schools, and then
being able to say the N word.
Yeah, and I would assume that the dreads fall into that as well.
And braids, probably.
Yeah,
because I see I went to Warren. You know, like it was. I saw a lot of like white girls hang out with black dudes and then have braids.
Does white dreads? Black
girls, I don't understand the appeal of looking at a person's scalp. That's the one thing I've never liked.
Yeah, you just don't like.
I don't like it too much.
So you don't like bald people?
No, like not a matter of me like looking at bald people, but I'm just like when it comes to like looking at a person's scalp, I'm like, unless they're bald and it's like, you know, like God made
it. So you don't like the option of hair and scalp and someone chose to have a scalp.
Yeah, what do you like? Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. So to you, is white dreads, does that upset you when you see it?
Does it upset me? It doesn't. I don't get mad, like I don't turn into the Hulk, but I'm just like,
it's not like they have blackface on. It's not like they're Drake.
I'm gonna be like, why? It's not like they're Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
I was like, Drake.
So they're not true.
Drake needs to save himself.
They're not pioneers.
They're not Damian Lillard.
They're not pioneers.
Because of the Clyde Drexler over here.
Clyde Drexler.
So do you guys think it's a top three worst, or do you guys kind of still want to go through the list?
Let's go through the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, fashion. That's like people wearing kimonos. Or people wearing,
FUBU. Do Halloween costumes fall within?
No, I think some Halloween costumes are interesting because I feel like people are just being racist, and it's not cultural appropriation.
Yeah,
I think it's just being racist.
That's just racism.
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of the times.
Because it's not like I'm trying to present myself. It's just like, hey,
yeah.
How? Because
I mean, it's like to me, it's like I don't know how like. Appropriation. I mean, yeah, I guess with like food, I don't even know. For me in high school, white people wore FUBU, white people dressed, you know, like they saw the people on MTV and shit like that. So, like, I don't know if that's really necessarily appropriations.
Not like I said, they're trying to look cool, but they're not trying to steal, like, if you just immediately saw like an entire, like, thousands of white kids in one area wearing FUBU. Like, that'd be different. That's some fraud shit.
Too. Why?
Well, if you saw a white person wearing a dashiki, would you say that's okay?
What's a dashiki? Yeah.
Or just whenever you see, like, the
traditional African wear?
Yeah, this is the African wear that you see.
It's hot outside.
No, dashiki is like a hat.
Oh,
like
okay.
I thought you meant, like, the
garb.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah. My bad.
Also, Chris Claus said white dreads at worst deserve a very strong eye roll.
Because I will say this, in California, I did buy a weed from a dude with some white dreads. But, like I said...
But he was black, so you didn't give a shit, right?
He was white, dude.
Oh. So you didn't say, just because he has white dreads doesn't mean he's white, though.
No, it's not... The dreads aren't the color white.
Oh.
They don't look like, they're not looking like Angela Bassett and Black Panther.
Oh no. Oh man, I mean just like everybody's been through so much today.
Let's get to the list.
Let's get through this list of fashion. I think fashion. How about this? What's worse, fashion or white dreads?
And that's what I've been trying to think of in my head because I knew I was probably gonna have to pick one.
Fashion or white dread? I'm gonna have to go with fashion. Because, again, like, with white dreads, like, you're not really exploiting anything, really. You're just doing something with yourself with fashion. It's like there's, like, large groups a part of that and making this clothing and pulling in stuff. And then, from the places that they're getting this influence from, you know, they don't really necessarily are going to give that appreciation or whatever. So I would have to say fashion is worse.
I would say, I'd say fashion is worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd go fashion.
All right, so we'll put fashion in there. Next up, Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, a top three worst form of culture verbiage. Earlier, Charles tried to take it off the list.
So we're going
to
change our mind.
I'm going to say, so with that, are we...
I've progressed.
We don't know what white dreads are still on there.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Are we...
Yeah. Okay. I assume
white dreads or Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
I just think Cinco de Mayo is kind of annoying in general.
It is, and it's just, I don't know if it's cultural appropriation as much as an excuse to drink. Annoying.
Yeah, I just think people want to eat tacos and drink margaritas and have an excuse to party.
Yeah.
And then someone told some Mexicans and they was like, wait, what? What?
This is what you do, right?
Like, it would be the same. It would
wearing a sombrero really adds to, like, the cultural appropriation part of it, though. It really, like, makes it, like, too much.
Yeah, and people putting on the big-ass mustaches.
It's
like,
too much.
Yeah.
Fuck Cinco de Mayo. I changed my mind. Fuck Cinco de Mayo.
So do you think Cinco de Mayo is worse than white dreads?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on then. Dream catchers. Do you think dream catchers are the top three worst form? If dream catchers win this thing, that'd be crazy.
They just keep commenting Egyptian.
Dream fucks Cinco de Mayo.
That's a good point.
Wait, I missed it.
I don't know what I said. Agreed, fuck Cinco de Mayo. As a former bouncer, I hate that holiday. So that's more of a personal choice.
But still,
so dream catchers, where do you guys?
Yeah, in this scientific debate here, personal experience has no.
This is all science. There's no personal experience even brought up at
get
all.
That. No. So dream catchers. I like dream catchers. What's wrong with that? Give a shit.
Well, it's totally like
it's still like.
It's totally just taking their thing that's, like, from... I get...
What's so wrong with that?
Is Dreamcatchers a more of a religious thing or a culture thing?
Well, they are talking about spirits, so I would imagine some kind of religious thing behind them, right?
But they're not really following all of the religion. They're just taking the things they pick and choose.
And they're worshipping the wrong god, so...
Yeah, as we agree.
Yeah, it's a lot of pick and choosey shit, and that's the whole, like... I don't think it's cultural appropriations. I think it's something nice for kids to put on their fucking window.
I was doing a show and somebody walked in. And this was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And this white girl walked in and she had a dream catcher necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, so you just catch your dreams in your necklace.
When you're walking?
And then I go, that's nice. I would assume, though, that when you buy a dream catcher necklace, your dreams are dead.
That's fair. So now it's a dream coffin.
Yeah,
for some reason, she didn't like that.
She wasn't on board for that. Railing into her. And I punched her.
That's good. You can do that in Oklahoma still. So
that's because that was
good.
My dream.
Yeah, right? And you claimed it, so as long as you claimed it, it's good.
Yeah,
sad.
Well, the problem is when I did it, it just stuck in the necklace. She caught it. She caught my punch. Because that was her actual dream all along.
Oh, shit.
And then I had to go to the hospital to get it removed from my hand. Because I was tangled.
Jeez.
Like the movie Tangled, but instead of hair, it's a bunch of dream catchers.
Oh, but this isn't like you were on some like other like reality plane. This was all happening in the real world.
No, this happened yesterday.
Oh, nice.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah, I drove.
Thanks for coming back. Yeah, that's
well, I
nice.
Needed to
yeah.
do this. there's much more... There's nothing more scientific than my personal experiences. Dreamcatcher is my favorite Stephen King book.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Wow.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg King.
Steven S. King.
He changed his name when he goes from writing to directing.
That's why he's so powerful.
Yeah,
that's why he's so powerful.
Yeah, he's got the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, he's like Thanos.
Two more books. Anyways, and this time it's scary. They're always scary. They're always so scary.
I'm gonna keep Dreamcatchers.
So you think Dreamcatchers is a top three worst? Do you think Dreamcatchers are worse than White Dreads?
I don't think Dreamcatchers.
No,
White Dreads
are just more annoying than Dreamcatchers. So yeah, no.
Dreamcatchers are off the list,
off
and they
the
don't
list,
make the top three. Next up, Spirit Animals. We're sticking with the Native American theme.
And
I just lost
the
my
markers.
Marker.
So all right, right, can you also, for this one, spirit animals, can you give us a quick description of what a spirit animal is?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I can scientifically do that.
Okay, spirit cool. animal is when someone's like, my spirit animal is a hawk. So when they see a hawk, they're like, okay. That's my hawk. And then they go,
Get a tattoo of a See, hawk. I've heard that question before. I just thought maybe there was some
other thing. At the movie Wolf like, is a lot of people's spirit animal.
Yeah, but that's something they saw on a t-shirt. So yeah, they're just like, whatever.
But a spirit animal,
and that's when they had that thought.
Usually, you go to, like, in Native American culture, if I'm thinking correctly, okay. You go to a sweat lodge, and you're going to go out by yourself, and then you're, like, you're drugged up, and you kind of just, like, experience nature, and then something will come up to you, some sort of animal, and guide your way of what you need to do in your life.
And I think where they're trying to...
You know, like,
I think where they're trying to, you know, latch on to like that is with when they take the drugs. I think a lot of times.
Which people, drug?
I think a lot of times, if I'm not mistaken, peyote.
No,
I want to say.
I smoke sativa every morning. It doesn't do that shit to me.
You're at home right now. We are your spirit animals.
Oh my god, my legs are terrible.
A lot of things in our ritual dolls all that we are not ready for.
So with that said, I believe the whatever in their brain mm-hmm. was the ultimate thing that they needed to know, the drugs and them going out into nature, you know,
yeah.
The most earth thing.
I think they were doing ayahuasca back then, right?
They were.
Just either that or
shaman stuff.
It's always coyotes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Coyotes.
Peyotes.
Peyote, coyotes. Coyotes.
Peyote, coyotes.
I'm a coyote.
I'm high as hell.
Wiley. That sounds like somebody's like appropriated.
So do you guys think it's the top three words? Because what people do now is like, this is my spirit animal, and they just like post it.
You know what? Honestly, I think it is kind of a shitty thing. I think it's a shitty thing overall.
It's really lessening this experience from this other culture.
I would ultimately say that's one of like the bigger like appropriated things for Native.
Yeah.
Like, so with that, I would say you could get rid of corn because now the world.
Well, so cultivation corn. We're saying that's not a top three worst form of culture appropriation.
Well, considering I love corn and cob, so
like, there's baby corn.
Yeah,
they have corn.
We just love corn, baby.
There's corn.
We're corn bros.
There's corn in Asia.
Wait, corn rows.
Oh, fuck. White dread's kind of in the same line, right?
Yeah.
Come back to it. Okay, so we have four left. What are the three worst?
Of those four do you think sticks white out as not as bad as the other? I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards white dreads is not as bad as the other three.
I think for me it's coming down to white dreads versus spirit animals.
Yeah, I think spirit animal is a worse form of cultural appropriation than white dreads.
I agree with the comment who said that white dreads, at worst, get an eye roll.
Yeah.
I think that's the most
appropriate I've hollered at girls that both have white dreads and have spirit animals. So.
And missing teeth.
So how bad do you think?
Oh, that's because she won the fight. You should see the other girl.
Oh, shit.
So we're down to fashion, Cinco de Mayo, and spirit animals. This is a difficult. Which one do you want to take off currently as not as bad as the other two?
I think that fashion is the bronze medal of shittiness right now.
Yeah, I would take fashion.
Okay.
Because ultimately, I love the different types of like the new stuff that's made now and whatnot. Like, I know he's a. This is a very hot topic to talk about with cultural appropriation, but when Kanye had was Never rocking heard. The
oh yeah,
he does music.
I like music. Could you describe Kanye's whole history in 2 seconds?
As a black person,
he dropped out of college, and his wife got ass. But
okay,
but he
no, I've heard of him.
Wait a minute. I think there's a couple of steps you
took. Those are big bullet points. No, he had a Givenchy kilt for one of his concert for one of the shows for the Watch the Throne tour
from Scotland.
Like there's
you know what's really great about Kanye West to me? It's like I look at Kanye West and I just think, wow, it's so nice to know that no matter what your race is, no matter what your creed, everything like that, you're equally culpable to be fucking crazy. Because, like, he is nuts. and he understands that he's a genius, and it's sad.
Well, he needs real friends and real family members, and he needs to move out of Hollywood back to Chicago. That's my two cents. I hope you find this on the internet.
Yeah.
But he had to move out west. It's in his name.
And now he needs to move back out east.
Yeah.
He needs to move back
east. He needs to be Kanye in Midwest.
Kanye in Midwest.
Kanye in Midwest. I wrote that. I'm keeping it.
Shit. I'm saying.
I mean, I tell ya.
But with that said, I would take off.
I'd say fashion is probably.
I would say fashion is kind of like music, where there are definitely real problems, but there's also this kind of fusion and mixture that's happening. Here's a question.
It's trying to solve itself, even though there's still stuff going on.
Would you think the world would be better if everything was one giant culture that's mixed and mashed all the cultures together, like a lot of people perceive the future will be? Or do you think it's better with different, smaller sects of culture that kind of interact with each other?
I think it's much better to just have, like, the one, like, every all-inclusive, like, big melting pot.
Big melting pot. Everyone kind of has the same culture.
And the only reason...
Does that cultural appropriation lead to that?
On some level, and the reason why I think that a cultural appropriation on some level is not 100% evil is because, like I was saying with food, is that, like, cultural appropriation can, like, be this, like, introduction to something new to you. It's just a matter of you going out there and trying to acknowledge it and understand it.
Yeah, it's what you do with it. It's not evil. It's rooted in ignorance.
It's what you do with it.
And maybe a little bit of, and not a little, some maliciousness, but I think a lot of it is ignorance. Ignorance and maliciousness.
Patrick, do you think Frank Zappa's a genius? Anyways.
What did they say about Frank Zappa?
He said genius. We use genius to describe mediocre rappers. But I know he thinks Patrick
the man is a great producer.
Patrick, you're on point.
He's a great producer. No, you're not. You just tried to stick up a riff raff or something earlier. No, you need an atlas.
Patrick, dude.
You need an atlas.
Cool, man.
You need to go to the library. Brewery.
I need a blueberry.
Yeah, come get some.
I love them.
Come get
the
some.
Yogurts?
Oh, the computer blueberry? Or no,
the computer blueberry.
But no, have you seen those? Oh, no, it's not Blackberry. They have these little computers that are like $150. They're called like
iPhone
Blueberry or Raspberry or something like that. And it's like you can just get this like really small computer.
Okay, well, I don't know what's going on, but the last three were down to Cinco de Mayo and Spirit Animals. I don't know which is going to win yet, which I'm grateful for. I am going to ask for the vote, starting with the most middle-aged person here. Charles.
Yes.
You are up. What do you vote as the worst form of cultural appropriation? Spirit Animals or Cinco de Mayo?
Well, part of me wants to say Spirit Animals because Spirit Animals, honestly, are something that's used by people to be like, oh, it's a spirit animal. Or Spirit Animals this or something like that. It just becomes this fucking, like, dumb thing that people just say and has no meaning, even though there was meaning to it at some point. However, having said that, Cinco de Mayo... Although my opinion has changed. It's terrible because, you know, just the other day they were showing it on John Oliver. It's like all the newscasters that are like, oh, it's Cinco de Mayo, la 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 la, like that. Like,
Jesus Christ!
Watch it. Watch how news broadcasters do that.
It.
It's crazy.
I knew about it before the podcast.
They fucking, like, take all the stereotypes of Mexican people and then put it on display and act like Speedy Gonzalez. And it kind of actually, I actually think that it's not, it's almost like they should get rid of the fucking holiday, almost, because it's stupid, and it really doesn't do anything. It was made up, it's something that's actually grown in popularity.
Yeah.
I think we're all the same age, so then it's like, yeah, it's something that's grown over the year, because we need a new holiday all the fucking time. So, this was just something that got caught in the crosshairs for us, and I think Cinco de Mayo is a piece of shit, and it's worse.
I can't wait till they make SAP alcoholics. We're gonna have Arbor Day drinking.
I'm down with that.
Just drinking alcohol and maple syrup.
I'm going to Vermont, baby.
I'm not excited for the day, if it ever comes, where white people do to Juneteenth what they have done to Cinco de Mayo.
I'm surprised we haven't embraced Guy Fawkes Day here.
I'm surprised we don't celebrate Juneteenth.
For us, the whites,
like,
you know,
like that. It should be a bigger thing. I don't know why it's not a bigger thing.
I don't remember the November.
Yeah, I don't remember anything from November.
Your vote, yeah, don't remember.
I don't remember anything from November. Nope.
Do you know what Juneteenth is?
No, what is Juneteenth? I don't know that.
Juneteenth is widely celebrated or known amongst blacks as like the last day, the day that the Civil War ended, and therefore is used as a marker to celebrate the end of slavery.
Oh, okay.
So,
but weren't they? I thought it was January 1st.
Nah, that's
like the Emancipation Proclamation, like, was actually went through.
Well, the war had to be won because the South still was a free.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're celebrating the end of the war. That was the. I go with the end of the war.
Dude, Ken Burns' documentary fucked me up.
What specific day is Juneteenth?
It's the 17th or the 19th of
June.
Ding ding.
So we're close.
It's close.
So if we want to make it a big party like Daryl wants us to do, let's get a Juneteenth party going. Is that what you want?
And Rachel Dolezal is gonna fucking throw it.
She is the head of the parade.
That's you know what? Again, I'm just gonna go back to Rachel Dolezal. She's Rachel.
So you vote Cinco de Mayo.
I think Cinco de Mayo should be the worst thing.
I'm up next. I am going to say Spirit Animals because it marginalizes such a big deal for another culture into like, my Spirit Animal is Tom Hanks. Have you seen him lately? Like, he's so fun.
So I hate that. I hate Spirit Animals. Also, like, Tom Hanks can't be a Spirit Animal because he's not an animal.
Well, humans are.
I'd like to see a dolphin make a shed.
Or tell you how to make one.
Or have this conversation. I can't have a dolphin on the podcast.
Although they do have big brains. Did you know that their penises, they can move like a finger?
What's that to do with their brains?
But it's, it shows that they have big brains.
No, shows their...
They are murderers. First of all, dolphins are not that nice.
They're really bad.
Dolphins are cool.
They're bad people. Dolphins are rapists.
Dolphins are rapist murderers. Look it up.
Oh, right. Didn't he cut off that dude's hand?
They use their penises to steal people and then drag them underwater so they can rape and murder them.
Is that... No, that's Krampus. you're up, Daryl. You've got the tiebreaker vote.
Right.
Just know that the tiebreaker vote was something created by white people. So basically, you are culturally appropriating their culture for breaking ties.
actually, I thought they bound ties more together.
Well, I mean, anyways, Daryl, you're up. Tiebreaker. What is the worst form of cultural appropriation? Cinco de Mayo or spirit animals?
Well,
they're both bad.
They both deserve to go home with $100,000 prize.
No, that doesn't help them.
The negative $100,000.
This is Sophie's choice. Terrible.
I would
Wasn't Sophie's Choice terrible? Yes, Sophie's Choice wasn't terrible.
Yeah, but this is worse.
I'm gonna go.
This is worse than that, man.
I'm gonna go with Cinco de Mayo.
Whoa!
Is the worst one because spirit animals, even in its just marginalizing just viewpoint, I think it's based in something that is at least somebody trying to understand something, whereas Cinco de Mayo, there is no holiday.
Yeah.
They just were like, there is no, it's not Mexican Independence Day,
yeah.
Jennifer Lopez's birthday that day. Like,
they defeated some French fucking asshole.
You know what it is in Mexico?
May 5th.
May 5th. Thursday. It's
that.
It's everybody's...
I write jokes for a living.
it's just all the...
Midwest! Tiny and Midwest!
God.
so you're in Cinco de Mayo, which is crazy, because it almost got vetoed, and then Charles got convinced that it was bad, and then Charles even voted it as the worst thing.
So my opinions are fickle. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Rachel Dolezal.
No, I stand by that one. She's a trailblazer.
She's a Terry Porter. That was another trailblazer.
All I'm saying is that, you know, when you go... Rachel Dolezal never hurt anyone.
With her... Well, her face kind of made me upset.
That's just being crude and anti-woman. So
that's not anti-woman. My mama doesn't give me an upset stomach,
and she's a black woman. Rachel Dolezal, right? You gonna tell me Rachel Dolezal's a black woman like my mom is?
I don't think she's black like your mother, but your mother is a unique human being, an individual person.
She's a lovely woman. She's strong as hell.
So like that's kind of
she ain't a black woman like
not
that.
Not really appropriate. It's not appropriate for me to compare somebody to your mother. That's not cool.
Cinco de Mayo.
I'm just joking with
it. Cinco de Mayo is the winner, folks. It is the winner. Rachel Dolezal is the loser. And thank you so much for all the comments. I appreciate it. Thank you.
There's a bunch of comments.
Yeah.
Are they all saying Egypt?
They're all saying Egypt. A bunch of them keep saying Egypt. Thank you so much for watching this episode. The worst form of cultural appropriation is, of course,
Cinco de Mayo.
I'd like to thank my special guest experts. Charles Mustafalem.
Mustafalem, yes.
Mustafalem, improv and sketch comic in the area of Indianapolis. Very funny. We did a play together, and he was unbelievably funny, I thought. As an improv scene that he didn't work that much on, but definitely made it work.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun.
But Charles, do you have anything like to plug? Anything you're a part of or at social media?
I perform at Comedy Sports, so look at... IndieComedySports.com or look them up on Facebook. I'm also an indie prov. I'm performing at Flat 12 the last weekend of this month on Saturday at 8. I don't remember the specific date, but just.
Oh, you're an indie prov?
Yeah, I'm an indie prov as well.
Gotcha, so. Not off topic.
No. I don't mean that in a negative way. I came out really bad. They won't let me in their group. That's the reason why I said that.
Gotcha. It's a real Crackers Morty situation there with
Yeah, it is.
Hashtag banned from off topic.
Yeah, banned from off topic too.
I'm not even like other shows. I heard they had a show together in Dubrov and off topic last night. That must have been fun.
I was not there for that. I was at Comedy Sports.
Which is apparently nobody cares about comedy. Comedy Sports is like the White Rabbit, you know.
He's in Comedy Sports.
I'm saying you got two people that hate each other, then you have Comedy Sports that everyone can do.
They're Sweden of the comedy scene. Yeah. Everybody
Switzerland.
Likes Switzerland. Sweden, but everyone likes Swedes too.
And that's any social media, anything like that.
Get off of social media.
Daryl Holland Quest, folks. Do you have anything you would also like to plug? Daryl, we're doing a show someday.
Yes.
At Open Society. So I'm excited to see that, see how he does. And if he does badly, then I'm going to kill Charles.
This might be it for you. I do sketch, I do improv, do a show called The Ragtag Show that's a combination of all of those. I do improv with Comedy Sports and Red Curb. You can catch her too?
Why don't you remind the folks where Red Curb Comedy...
Red Curb Comedy is improv in Avon, specifically long form.
And if you're not from Avon, don't go.
Whoa, no!
We're trying to get these bags, boy!
Well, the improv community in Indianapolis is really growing.
Very strong.
Especially in the last 3 years that I've been here, with Red Curb Comedy coming out.
Do
you guys need an MC for some of your shows? Like a guy that has 5 minutes to start off with?
Do you
know a guy?
He's like, do you know dude?
Yeah. His name is Bo Jates. He's got a mustache.
Bo Jates.
He's me, but with a... I mean, he looks like me with a mustache.
He looks like you with a mustache.
Fake mustache. It's me. It's me. It's Joe Bates.
It's you. Your name is Joe Bates.
I'm not even bringing a mustache. Red Curb. Red Curb Comedy out of Avon, Indiana. It's the guy who works with Smiley.
Producer Will.
So that's fantastic. Definitely check me out on social media.
I'm on Instagram. I am Super Daryl. I also have a Facebook page people can go like. It's HQ, the Daryl Holland Quest Jr. page.
And remember, his last name is spelled HOLLONQUEST.
Jr.
It stands for... It doesn't matter what it's
You can follow me on Twitter, @JoeAmerica22. Follow me on Instagram, @JoeBatesComedy.
I'd like to rank you very much. Facebook page, that's really what I'd love you guys to do. And if you could subscribe on YouTube. Also, if you guys want to, rate it,
if you want to rank you very much, you can do that. You can give us 5 stars or less if you don't want to give us 5 stars, and give a comment what you like about the show, because I know a lot of people, it seems like you love this episode, so I'd love to see you guys show it to me more.
Share it, man.
I love you. Take care so much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. First form of cultural appropriation, Cinco de Mayo. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.